The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. And when he had come down from the mountain, many multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and did him homage, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. And when he entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at my house, palsied, fearfully afflicted. And Jesus said to him, I will go and cure him. And the centurion, answering, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but say in a word only, and my servant shall be restored to health. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he was filled with admiration, and said to those who followed him, Verily I say to you, not even in Israel have I found so great faith. I also say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast into the darkness that is without. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as you have believed, so be it to you. And his servant was restored to health in that hour. And when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying and ill of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered to him. When the evening had come, they brought to him many that were possessed with demons. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and cured all that were sick, that the word might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities, and bore our diseases. But when Jesus saw many multitudes about him, he gave orders to depart to the other side. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow thee wherever thou goest. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have dens, and the birds of the air have roosts, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. And when he had entered the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there was a great tempest on the sea, so that the ship was covered by the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him, and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he rose, and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men were astonished, and said, What man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he had come to the opposite side, into the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two men coming out of the tombs, possessed with demons, very fierce, so that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, saying,
What have we to do with thee, Jesus, Son of God? Hast thou come thither to torment us before the time?
Now there was, at a distance from them, a herd of many swine feeding. And the demons besought him, saying,
If thou cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine.
And he said to them, Go. And when they had come out, they went away into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine rushed down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And those who fed them fled, and went to the city, and told everything, and what had happened to those who had been possessed with the demons. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they besought him to depart out of their borders.